Hello there. My name is James from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. This is a legitimate public opinion survey, and I assure you that we are not selling anything. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
What address is that?
Well, I can't see it here, actually. I see the question there, and we're supposed to ask it, but I don't. I can only see your phone number. That's it. Would you care to help us out?
I know where I live.
Yeah, well, we don't. Well,
I'm asking you.
I'm
asking you where we live. Oh, you can't see. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Let's just see my telephone number. And my telephone number is a Pennsylvania number, right?
Is the number what you said, sir?
A Pennsylvania number.
Let me see. No, it says Florida. Area code 267.
Oh, okay. Florida. Okay. All right. Just wondering. All right.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Okay. So first. Okay, so the first question would be, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. As things stand now, how likely are you to vote in the August 2024 primary election for county mayor and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you not vote?
I will probably vote.
Thank you. Would you please, if you don't mind, would you please tell us your age? I mean, not exactly. I have different groups here. The first one being between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and 74, or 75 and older.
75 and older.
Thank you. In South Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Right direction.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion or somewhat favorable opinion or somewhat unfavorable opinion. Or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize or know the person, you can just say that also. The first person would be Rick Scott.
Unfavorable.
And would that be a somewhat or a very unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. Next, Joe Martinez.
Don't know who that is.
Thank you. Next person, Alex Odaola.
Who?
Alex Odaola.
No idea who that is.
Okay. James Reyes.
No idea who that is.
All right. Joe Sanchez.
Have no idea.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Oh. I have an idea who he is. I'm very unfavorable.
Very. Okay. Thank you. Next, Daniela Levine Cabo.
Oh yeah, she's the mayor of Miami. Favorable.
Do you have a favorable? A somewhat or a very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next, Manny Cid.
I have no idea who he is.
All right. Okay. Rosie Cordero Stutz.
No idea.
Okay. Debbie Mercassell Powell.
No idea who she is.
Okay. Next, Marco Rubio.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Is that a somewhat or a very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, how would you rate the way Daniela Levine-Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I say good.
Thank you. Next, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, which do you think you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If the election for Miami-Dade County mayor were held today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levine-Cava, and Alex Otaola, which do you think you would vote for?
I would vote for the second one.
Okay, thank you. If the election for county mayor were held today and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela, those are the same people, right? Yeah, same question. Sorry about that. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. I would like to ask you about two of them. The first, constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Now, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Thank you. The other constitutional amendment is titled Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. This is how it reads. Allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products as accessories. Applies to Florida's law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use. Would you vote yes to support this amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Thank you. Next.
That is.
We have a little bit left. Can you bear with me? Over the past few years, would you say the level of crime where you live has increased, decreased, or stay about the same?
I say decrease.
Thank you. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for county leaders to focus their attention on right now? So you can just, if you hear it, you can just say that one. I'm going to go down the list. Lowering inflation, achieving higher wages, making communities safer, promoting trust and accountability in local government, protecting vulnerable areas from overdevelopment, building a mass transit system, adapting to climate change and sea level rise, reducing traffic congestion, making healthcare affordable for working families, and investing in housing people can afford.
All of them.
Okay, and which of the next and which is the next most important issue? So I'll just mark it down here. Now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for mayor. For each one, please tell me which candidate you would be more likely to support if this is where all you knew about the candidates. Try to choose just one, even when you choose a hard one. So the first one says, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports the embargo and opposes Obama's policies, or a candidate who believes the Cuban embargo must be overturned and supports the Obama engagement policies with Cuba?
The second one.
Thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes local Miami-Dade County already collects enough taxes to address the infrastructure needs of the community, or B, a candidate who believes local comprehensive plan to address Miami-Dade's infrastructure is required, even if it means paying a few dollars more a year in taxes?
The second one.
Thank you. And which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports allowing managed growth in Miami-Dade County along metro corridors to reduce traffic congestion, or B, a candidate who opposes any new growth in Miami-Dade County until traffic congestion can be brought under control?
Second one.
Thank you. What about here? A candidate who supports a bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue specific to parks funding, new transit systems, enhanced public safety measures, and invest in cultural programming, or B, a candidate who opposes any bond, all of that, basically.
First one.
Thank you. And which one on this one? A candidate who supports the LGBT community, including trans rights, or one who doesn't?
First one.
Thank you. And this one here. A candidate who believes the county is doing enough to address affordable housing, or B, a candidate who believes the county has an affordability crisis when it comes to housing and the county needs to address the crisis?
The first one.
Thank you. All right. Now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for county mayor. Okay. Daniela Levine Cava is a nonprofit and community leader in Miami-Dade County for over 30 years. Her supporters say that she has led with vision, integrity, and commitment to results by confronting the housing crisis, helping people find jobs, restoring people's trust in the government, and she has upheld her promise to create good jobs, good paying jobs, invest in infrastructure, keep communities safe through proper funding of police and fire departments, and protecting our environment. She will continue to be a fierce advocate for integrity and honesty in County Hall and change how government works from the inside. Her opponents say she's too liberal and will inject socialist policies in the county. Now, the other statement says, Manny Cid is a businessman and mayor of Miami Lakes, where he was elected as the town's youngest mayor. His supporters say that as a small business owner who works in his restaurant every day, he broke the cycle of rich and powerful politicians calling the shots. While the county was raising taxes and fees on working families, he cut taxes in Miami Lakes and built productive relationships between the city and businesses. He will make county government work for everyone, not just those with an army of lobbyists and lawyers. His opponents say that his pro-growth position as mayor will only lead to worsening congestion and higher housing prices in the county. And the last statement says, Alex Oraola is a social media influencer and pro-democracy advocate. His supporters say that as a champion for democracy and human rights across Latin America, he has shown the courage and commitment we need in Miami-Dade County to root out communists and sanction those who support tyrannical regimes across our region. His opponents say that county government is not the place to be settling political scores when the county is facing housing and affordability crisis and the impact of extreme climate change. Wow. Now that you've heard a little bit about each candidate if the election for county mayor were held today, and the candidates were Manny Cid, Daniela Levin Calva, and Alex Oriola, which one would you vote for?
The first one.
Manny Cid?
Who? No.
Manny Cid. Okay. You said Daniela, right? Okay.
Who?
Yeah, that you picked Daniela, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for county mayor. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for them. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? So this is the first one. Mayor Levin Calva's historic rollback of property tax rates was necessary to give homeowners relief during a time of rapidly rising home prices and insurance costs. So for you, is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect, or you don't know?
Yeah, very convincing.
Thank you. Next, under Mayor Daniela's Levin Calva's leadership, the transit development released its Better Bus Network program to describe decrease wait times and increase ridership. What about that one?
I agree.
Thank you. And next, through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levin introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982, while maintaining service levels and making historic investments in housing.
I agree.
Convincing, okay. Thank you. Let's move on here. Now that you've heard a little more, if the election for county mayor were held today, the kind of they want you to keep telling me that you were going to vote for her. If the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, and the candidates were Republican Joe Martinez and Democratic James Reyes, for whom do you think you vote for? Do you know that one?
I probably vote for the mayor. Democrat.
Okay, that would be, you can see, John Reyes. Okay, cool. In the last presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only, okay? Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what was the last grade of the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Masters.
Thank you. And what is your religion? And I have a list here. I don't know. Is this Baptist, Methodist, other Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, or other?
Jewish.
Thank you. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. We greatly appreciate it, okay? Have a good night.
Bye.